You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We have the beginning of a new year, the dawning of a new time. A new gateway, you might say, right? A new beginning. Are you ready? Are you ready for this new gateway, this new beginning, this new time and space and life? Are you ready to make the most out of it? And I find that oftentimes we either give it too much credit to the party and the change or the guard or the time. We don't give it any credit. And I find that most of us don't plan anything. We don't plan what we want for the new year. We don't plan on the direction we want to go. We don't plan on anything. We just kind of just go into it. Just like, well, you know, here's another one. And I find we do that with birthdays, too. We don't think about that. We kind of have the big party, and then we're done, and then it's kind of like a letdown, and then we go back to our day-to-day life, and it's not like, wasn't there a time that we should have, like, done something? Isn't it a time that we should have planned for our future? Really? I don't know. I feel that the end of one year and the beginning of a new year, it can be about hope and dreams, but doesn't it need to be something kind of like you thought about? You know, something you might have put pen and paper to, or really meditated about, or prayed about. Something. Instead of just stumbling into it. I feel like we do a lot of stumbling into things a lot of times. I know that I've done it before. I'm not sitting there saying I'm an angel, and every single new year I wrote down on pen and paper and thought about my dreams and aspirations and worked on my goals and what I needed. No, actually quite the opposite. Most of the time it was all about the party. And when the party was over and everybody's feeling pretty bad, you got a good hangover, you go over to your mom's house and you have, you know, New Year's Day lunch. And you kind of struggle through the day, and eventually by 6 o'clock in the evening, you're starting to feel a little better. But then you kind of go, oh, well, here we go, another year. I mean, what does this mean? And I find that it's time to give it meaning. It's time to give it some value. It's time to actually use this as a new beginning instead of just another change in the date on the checkbook or another change in date on the calendar. You know, I feel like it has to have some more je ne sais quoi. It's got to have some sort of subject or meaning or something of value. I mean, come on. So why don't we begin with really focusing on the concept that a new year is a renewal of life. We're here. We're alive. Therefore, we have more to do. So why not make the most out of it? Get the most out of it. Suck the marrow out of it. And really seize the day. I mean, how do we know if we're going to have any more years? How do we know? How do we know this isn't going to be the last one? We don't know. I'm not going to sit there and be doom and gloom, okay? I'm not some nihilist or anything. I'm just saying, how do you know? You just don't know. I don't think it is, but why don't we make the best out of what we have while we have it? Why not be in the moment and decide how we want to do this? How we want to create some awesome stuff in our life. And what do we need to do to create that awesome stuff? What needs to happen? How do we need to move forward? What do we need to do? And I think that's some powerful stuff. And those are some powerful things that I want you to begin to think of. And to think about. And to ponder. Because in order to make something happen, we've got to focus on it. In order to focus on something, we got to figure out what needs to be done and in the order of what operations, okay? And we got to actually put some thought into it. And then the next thing we got to do is we got to figure out what we want to do in life, okay? And we got to think about the stuff we don't necessarily want to do in life because, yes, I have to do a lot of stuff every day that's not my favorite stuff. Bookkeeping. Sending out stuff, putting up stuff, having to write, you know, defining stuff for videos. I love creating the videos on YouTube. I love it. But, you know, putting it up there and writing the description, I don't know, it's always kind of difficult. You know, doing the back office stuff for, you know, I love seeing clients and I love being a therapist. I love it. And I love helping people. And I love seeing massive, massive changes. But I don't like filing stuff. I do it. You see what I'm saying? It's like, I get it. And so sometimes in life, we've got to make some sacrifices every time in life to some degree to get what we want. And I love what I do, and I love working with people. I get great value from that, especially when I see the value that they get, and it's reciprocal. It's so cool because it's just a powerful place to be at to see people making huge life changes that change their life forever. And when you're thinking about the new year, this is a chance you have to make some changes in your life. And so let's, as we talk about the renewal of life, let's begin by opening our new chapter. This, my dear, this year is a new chapter in your life. And it's a powerful chapter. And it's going to be as powerful as you want it to be. It's going to be as powerful as you want it to be, least powerful as you want it to be. You see what I'm saying? We give power to things, or we don't. We don't want to give power to things that are not good for us. We don't want to give power to the narcissist. Okay? We don't want to give power to the narcissist. We don't want to give power to the fear in our life. We don't want to give power to the things that hurt us. But in this case, this is not something that hurts us. This is not something that's holding us down. This is not the narcissist that's trying to power over us. This is not a struggle. This can actually benefit you if you give your energy and power in the right way. So how do we give our energy and power in the right way? How do we do it? How do we begin to do it? Well, we got to figure out what matters most in our life. We got to figure out what matters most in our life, and we got to begin to organize and understand our priorities. We've got to begin to organize what matters. We've got to be able to organize and understand the priorities in our life. What's most important? What's second most important? What's third most important? What's fourth most important? What's 25th most important? Do you see what I'm saying? And we got to live our life accordingly to that. You know, I know that one of the things that I work on with clients is letting go of that negative broken record. You know, that broken record that's gotten in the way of creating and doing awesome stuff in their life because they don't believe that they're good enough to do it. Definitely the broken record we want to get rid of. We work on that, letting go of that anger and resentment. You know, and being able to really redefine oneself in a powerful position instead of a non-powerful position. And I believe this is your year to shine. This is your year to jump up and down on that couch. This is your year to look around and say, wow, I have made some significant strides, and I'm going to continue to do that. And this is going to be my year. This is going to be my year, my powerful year, and I am going to make it the best year, and I'm going to continue to do that in my life. And see, if you think about it and you look at it and you say, okay, what's holding me back? Most of the time, the stuff that's holding us back is us, okay? Yeah, I'm guilty as charged on that. Yes, yes, yes. Even me, even I. Yeah, I am. I've done it many times. Like, I put things off because I'm scared. What happens if this doesn't happen? What happens if this happens? What happens if it does happen? Oh my God, what's going to happen then? And at that point in my life, I've realized, because I've worked on my broken record. So if you haven't worked on eliminating the broken record, you can't put the cart in front of the horse until you do it. And that's what I specialize in, besides helping people overcome relationships and deal with relationships with somebody suffering with borderline personality disorder. The other thing that I really work on is eliminating that negative broken record and allowing clients to really see themselves for their magnificence that they are, instead of a negative, limiting kind of painful imagery. Because nobody deserves to live like that. And this year coming up is the year that we can learn so much about ourselves. This year coming up is the year that we can take on anything. This year is where we are going to be powerful and where you're going to strengthen. Because we are actually going to take our hopes and dreams. We're going to take those not lightly, but very seriously. In a positive, serious way to move forward in our life. When I return, I'll be talking more about what the New Year's means to me, the gateways, the beginnings, and ways that you can make your life even better this coming year, make it amazing, and be able to look back and say, wow, I took charge and I feel good about it. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time, two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about what the new year means to me and how I believe it's a gateway to new beginnings. The beginning of something new, the beginning of something life-changing. It all depends on what energy and power we give it. It all depends on how focused we are and how much we care about it. It all depends on us. That's it. That's simple. It all depends on us. And when you begin to realize the impact, the power, the value, the awesomeness that it has, you begin to realize how important it is to not just focus on the party leading up to it, but to focus on the actual new chapter. I find that every new year is a new chapter in our life. Every new year is a new amazing chapter that can lead our life into this amazing understanding and it just amazing ability to see who we truly are. We can either use this time to better ourselves or we can use this time in a not so good way. And I find that oftentimes when that negative broken record is in our head, you know, telling us that we're not good enough or everybody's better than us or we have a low self-esteem, that causes us to not use the time very wisely. And so that negative broken record is something that must be eliminated as soon as possible. But once we get past that and we're able to go past and soar past the clouds through that and we're no longer holding ourselves back, life becomes pretty interesting. And what I find is that then, when we have that negative broken record gone, we can actually think clearly. We can actually think clearly about what truly matters. We can think about what we want in our life, what we need in our life. And what happens is we're able to honestly organize our thoughts and organize and understand our priorities because we're not being bombarded by negative thoughts like, well, you know, oh, I really want to do this, but oh, I'm not, that's never going to happen. Or I really want to write this book. Well, I'm not going to follow through on that or this or that. And so it's like instead of having all that negativity hold us back, we're able to actually focus on what we want to do. And that's powerful stuff. That's powerful stuff there. And that's what we need to focus on. Going into this new year, making the most of it. We don't need to repeat this last year's, you know, mess ups. We don't need to repeat this last year's problematic situations. We don't need to repeat, you know, the walls that we put up from our own success. We don't need to repeat the mistakes we made. We want to learn from these mistakes. We want to gather all the information we can, and we want to move farther and further with our life successes. That's from A to B. And that's what's so powerful. And so if you're willing to do the work and you're willing to focus that and you're willing to focus on the new year, then you're willing to focus on the power that you have and the power that you wield. And I always find it very interesting when we organize and understand our priorities, we're able to understand what needs to happen first. What's most important? What's least important? What do we need? How do I attain this? How do I go past this? How do I create this? How do I make this? How do I create this in my life and have it work? And what do I have to do to get there? What are the things that I have to do in my life to make this a reality? Instead of thinking about how it's not going to happen, let's actually just change our mind and say, you know what? Why can't it? Other people are living their dream. Why can't I? Doesn't make any sense. There's no limits just on me. It's not like karma said, nope, 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 not you. You're not going to be successful, but everybody on the planet is going to have the opportunity, but not you. Well, you and I both know that we both have the same opportunities. Yes, some people are born into things. I'm not going to sit there and argue. You got some people that were born into a lot of wealth, a lot of financial money, a lot of power. You got it. I'm not talking about that, but what I am talking about is that you got to just focus on not what you don't have, but what you have. When we focus on what we have, it changes the entire dynamic. When we focus on what we have, we don't focus on what we don't have, which is the loss, because when we focus on loss, we get more loss. But we actually focus on the things that we have, which is critical to creating value. It's critical to create positive results in our life. And when you're able to do that, and you're able to organize and understand your priorities, you're able to take your life into the next level. And what happens is you begin to realize the power that you actually have. We as humans have a lot of power, and a lot of times, often, because of the way we were raised by a family dynamic that wasn't very healthy, we took on a label that no longer serves us. That label could be the savior or the victim. And there's a lot of things in between. You know, and we have to realize, okay, have I taken on this label? Am I saving everybody? Okay. Am I out there, you know, am I saving everybody, helping everyone and not helping myself, constantly doing everything, sacrificing for other people? Right? Am I doing all that? And a lot of times what happens when you're doing that is what? You feel resentful because nobody else is helping you. You're the one that's helping everybody when they're sick or dying or this or that or taking care of this or stopping everything or flying out here because somebody needs you and you're the savior. But the thing is that you realize that you took that on because you had to, but now you don't have to anymore. And I'm telling you one thing, if you don't stop and start saving yourself, we got a big problem. We got a big problem on our hands if you don't stop and save yourself. Okay? You know, some of you out there are the victim. You've been the victim your whole life because when you were a kid, you were victimized. And I feel bad for you, and I care about you, and I love you, and it is not right that you were victimized, whether it was physical abuse, emotional abuse, whatever. Whatever it was, raised in a narcissistic family where there was abuse and mental abuse and everything was about conditional love. I get it. I understand. I feel for you. But there's time to let go of the victim shackles and move on with your life. Are you going to allow that dynamic to ruin your life forever? Or are you going to step up to the plate and do what you got to do? Because what I've found is that when you finally let go of the victim mentality and the victim identity, and you realize that those people that have been victimizing you don't have power on you unless you give them power, it changes the whole game. You have to give your power away for someone to take your power. You have to give it to them. And if you're not giving them their power, they can't take it from you. And so in this new year, this new chapter, this gateway, you might say, it's time. It's time to stop being the savior and start saving yourself. It's time to stop being the victim. And you know what? And find yourself. Find your inner voice, because your inner voice, my dear, is not a victim. Your inner voice is screaming, please let me out. Please let me live my life. I'm here this time around. I want to make the best out of it. I want to make the best out of it. Let me, please. And so if that's the identity that you've taken on, this is the time and the space to let go of that identity and to make your life awesome. because that's what we do. That's what we're meant to do. We're meant to be successful. We're not meant to have pain and agony. We're not meant to, be in self-pity. We're not meant to, we're not being like forced some sort of horrible life. We have to look at it and realize we're not, this isn't happening to us. Instead, we need to focus on creating the value that we actually truly desire. Okay, so once we realize that we've probably labeled ourselves and we've held ourselves in this certain regard because of our upbringing, and it really hasn't worked throughout our adulthood, and it's gotten worse and worse over time, you have to admit, the longer you hold on to the victim mentality, it's gotten worse. It hasn't gotten better. The more you've saved every man or every woman you ever met, ain't getting better, is it? It seems like you keep getting to the bottom of the barrel, and now this last person you saved is either suicidal or wants to kill you. And you're like, but why? Why do I deserve this? I'm just trying to help people. God, why are you doing this to me? All I've done is try to help people in my life. All I've done is try to be there for everybody, and this is the thanks I get. Well, the reason for it is you need to turn it inward. It's trying to show you, when this isn't working, choose a different path. And instead of going inward, you go outward looking for someone else to help, and that gets even worse. And what I'm telling you is this, you got to get in where you fit in, and you need to turn it into you and start working on you and letting go of these people who have become your projects. You don't need pet projects. If you want to take in a dog or a cat from the Humane Society, the SPCA, or some private adoption place, be a savior to that animal that needs you, that can't take care of themselves. Don't try to take care of a human that needs to take care of themselves, because when you take the right away from someone to take care of themselves, they will resent you and hate you in the end. Stay tuned. I'll be talking more about this and how to make this year awesome. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about the new year, how the new year to me means a gateway and a beginning to some amazing stuff, if we accept it, if we choose to accept it, if we choose to see the power, if we choose to allow it to be, if we choose to put energy into it, very positive energy, and project that, if we choose to understand our priorities and organize and understand that and to get out of our own way. Many of us are in our own way. We're constantly in our own way. We're in our own way. We're stopping ourselves from doing what we need. We're getting in our own way. We're telling ourselves that we can't do something. We're belittling ourselves. We're talking down to ourselves. And in the end, we stop ourselves from progress because we tell ourselves, well, we couldn't have done it anyway, so we might as well not even try. And so we got to get rid of that thought process. We got to get rid of that negative self-talk. We've got to get rid of it, or it's going to take us down. And so that's what I'm dedicating this show is, we got to get rid of that negative self-talk, and then we got to prioritize and figure out, what do we want to attain this year? What do we want to accomplish this year? What matters to you? What matters most to you? And that's what I want you to think about. What matters most to me? Ask yourself, what matters most to me? What's the most important thing that I want to do? What do I want to attain in this lifetime? And can I start doing that this year? And how do I appropriate time and space and all that stuff to make this a reality? What do I need to do to make that reality? What do I need to carry that on? And is there anything that I can do right now? And can I actually put together a list and something of a guidepost to understand what I need to do? That's powerful. That's some really powerful stuff. And are you ready? You got this year. You might as well take advantage of it. It's a great year. We got great stuff ahead. It's a great year. I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling really powerful about it. And it's time for us to organize and understand. And so writing down a roadmap is not a bad thing. I want to accomplish this. And what do I need to do to accomplish this? I got to take care of these 45 things. Well, nobody's going to do them for us, so we might as well start doing them now. And I think it's powerful because guess what? I'm in the same boat. I'm working on some major stuff right now, too. I got to focus on it. And I got to take care of every piece because nobody else is going to take care of it. I got to take care of every piece and focus on it and organize those priorities. And it's powerful stuff when you can do that. You know, the next thing you want to do as we're going into this gateway, we're beginning this new beginning, we're ending this year, and we're beginning a new year. And this stuff applies all year long anyway. So even if you don't get it right the first week, just refocus. It's like quitting smoking. Even if you go back and smoke a cigarette, don't sit there and say, well, I guess I'm going to smoke for life. I screwed up one time. I'm going to smoke for life. No, just get back on the bandwagon. Okay, so this stuff is appropriate. It's green. It's evergreen information that you can use anytime, day and night, throughout your whole lifetime to reconnect with where you need to be at. That's why I do these shows. You know, that's why I create these content to help you to really get the most out of your life because I really do care. I care a lot about everybody and I care about everybody's future and I want them to have the best life they can and I want to do what I can to be sure that you live your true life. Okay? I mean, because that's where I feel like I should dedicate my time and effort because I care about the experience, the human experience. That's why we're here. And I care about your experience and I want you to have a good one. Okay, that's me at the core. So, okay, the next thing we want to talk about is we want a clean house of anything that doesn't work anymore. Anything that doesn't work anymore, you want a clean house. So if you got some friendships that aren't working, that are kind of negative and bringing you down, check those out. Figure out what you got to do with that. Let some stuff go. If you got some activities and stuff that you need to stop doing because they're getting in the way of your well-being, well, you need to take care of that, okay? You got to be the one that sits there and says, you know what, I do need to quit drinking, or maybe I need to seek help, or maybe I need to work with a therapist to really get over my anger issues. I mean, anger and resentment is something that we got to clean house of. That doesn't ever work for anybody on anything. All it does is it contaminates your life. You know, working on stuff that holds us back. You know, a lot of times drinking and drugs and pills and all that stuff goes back to what? Self-sabotaging behavior. It's not that somebody's sticking the pill down your throat, right? It's you sticking the pill in your throat. So what are you trying to numb? I think it goes back to childhood probably or a bad relationship or something that happened. But most of the time it's very deep-seated stuff. And you got to work with somebody to really focus on that. You got to work with somebody to really help you with that. You got to work with somebody that can help you. And that's what this year is about. This year is about focusing on what needs to happen. This year is about doing everything you can to have the best year possible. That's what this is about. From A to B. And why not make it the coolest year ever? And why not make an agreement with yourself that says, you know what, every year is going to be the best year. Every year is going to be this cool. Every year is going to be awesome. And that's what you want to do with this lifetime. And that's what you want to do with this year. So how else do you want a clean house? What else needs to be done? Okay, think about that. Start analyzing that. Write that down. You're in charge of your own destiny. What are some things that you want to change about yourself? What are some things that you want to learn about yourself? What are some things and subjects that you want to grasp? What is some knowledge that you want to get into? What are some things that you really want to work on? Think about that. The last thing I want you to feel is regret. You don't deserve any regret. Regret is not something you want. And I don't want to see you have any regret. So why don't you take this year coming up and make this your foot forward. Keep on moving, going straight ahead, focusing, being mindful on day-to-day life, but having those thoughts and the things that you want to do in mind, but not focusing on the end game, focusing on connecting with everything, A to B to C to D to E. But in order to do that, you've got to eliminate that broken record in your own head. You've got to also be aware of anybody around you that's putting you down. if you have people around you that are putting you down, that's a no-go. That's no bueno. They ain't going to help you to get better. They ain't going to help you to focus on your goals and dreams. That's going to have you go, I'm not good enough. Might as well not think about it. Joanna said, or John said, I'm not good enough, so I better just let it go. No, life is too short to have any of those kind of people around you. And especially if you got the negative broken record going where you don't think you're good enough anyway, you don't need them echoing it. Nobody needs a megaphone in your ear telling you how bad you are when you're already thinking that. Right? Am I right? I'm right. So think about it. Who in your life do you need to kind of put some distance between? And that's not a bad thing. We all have people that we got to kind of let go of. We all have people that it's time to let go of. We got to let go. It's not a big deal. And that's okay. And it's okay to do that. Some friendships are just for a season. Some are for a lifetime. Rarely are they for a lifetime. I've got a few that are pretty much lifetime, and I like it, and it's awesome, but they're rare. And we've had our major ups and downs. Don't get me wrong. We've had some major ups and downs. We're good. We're better. We're good. We're great now because we talked about it because we're adults. We talked about it because we're adults. And that was awesome. And that's what I'm talking about. And so when we actually focus on that and we realize the value that we have and we understand what we need to do to make that, then we go into that new year with strength and dedication to creating an amazing life journey, an amazing life path. And that's what we want in life. That's what's so great in life. That's what we want. And I think it's very powerful. And I think that it's more powerful than we even realize it. And when we understand that and we begin to realize the power that's involved, we begin to put our energy where it needs to be. We put our energy in a positive way and realize we're not the victim. We realize we don't have to save everybody else. And we begin to realize the true value we have. And we understand that we don't want to squander the time on this planet. We have two things. We have our health and time. If we lose our health, we got time, but that's hard. I mean, what do? The most important things you have on this planet at this time is your health and time. Are you using your time the right way? Are you taking care of your body, for goodness sakes? This is another thing. Your health needs to be top priority going into this year. You can have the best successes, but if you're not healthy, you can't really see it through. You're not going to really have a positive experience. You're going to feel pretty bad. You're going to feel pretty sick. You're not going to feel good. You're going to be, you know, feel ailments, and you're going to feel like you're ailing all the time. That's not fun. So what are you doing to preserve your health? Stay tuned. When I return, I'll be talking more about this and more you can do into this new year so that you can get the very most out of it. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been examining what the new year needs to mean and what it definitely means to me, and hopefully after this show, what it'll mean to you. You know, it's about organizing and understanding our priorities. It's about realizing the value of this new chapter. About understanding that every new year is a renewal of life. Every new day is a renewal of life. So this show doesn't just appropriate to the new year. This is valuable information for every single minute of your life. We have the chance and the ability to change anything we want to and to power up over any adversity as long as we believe it to be true. As long as we understand our value. As long as we understand the commitment that we have to being the most successful we can possibly be. The commitment to our future through the commitment of being mindful in our present day life. And that takes us to clean house. That takes us to make some changes in our life. That takes us to let go of the things that no longer serve us anymore. And that's powerful. And when we do this kind of stuff, it doesn't make us a bad person. It makes us a good person, and it shows ourselves that we actually do care about ourselves. It shows us that we actually care about what's happening to us. It shows us that we actually put time and commitment and effort into our life. Isn't that what we're doing on this planet? Don't we want to care about our future? Don't we want to care about our life? Isn't it important? I think it's important. I think we owe it to ourselves. We owe it to ourselves to do what we need to do to create a successful place and a safe place to create, to learn, and to love. And I think this is some powerful stuff, and it's some powerful knowledge that we want to work with. It's some powerful knowledge that we got to deal with. It's some powerful knowledge that we need to accept. And I think if we understand the value of what needs to be done, we can understand where we are. And we can understand what we need to do to get to that next level. We can understand what needs to be done to be powerful in our life. And I think the interesting part of the new year is it's the beginning of a marker to really indicate that we have this new start. It's like the phoenix coming from the ashes. And I think it's powerful. And so I want you to think about a few things before I leave the air, before I go off the air today. And you'll hear me in a few more days. And if you're looking for some podcasts to listen to, go to Spreaker, Spreaker, Spreaker. And you can listen to the podcast. You can also check it out on iTunes. But if you just go to my website, Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, you can find all the links to the podcast and whatever. You can listen all the time. And you can get this kind of information all the time, daily, you know. And I want you to just be focusing on your health and well-being, the time you have on this planet, what you want to accomplish. And don't get overwhelmed by it. It's not to scare you or stress you out. It's to show you how powerful you really are and the things that you can really accomplish if you put your mind to it. And I think when you begin to realize all that you have and all that you can accomplish, it changes your life forever. It maximizes your time on this planet. But to remember that time and health are the most important things, you must use your time wisely and you must take care of your health. Both have to be done properly. And that's why I took time to make this show at such a time of the year so that it encourages you to remember the importance that you have in this lifetime to take care of. And you begin to realize what's most important and you prioritize accordingly. Powerful things. And so when we think about this type of stuff and we put it into motion and we think about what we need to do, we realize that it's a new time. It's a new beginning. And it's up to you to decide, what does that beginning look like? What do you want to continue working on? What do you want to let go of? What are the things that no longer serve you? What are the things that you want to add to? What are the things that you want to take away from? Who are the people that you want to surround yourself with? Who are the people that you want to let go a little bit and let them go? You love them, but they're not adding to your quality of life. And remember, you got to be giving back as well. We've got to be giving to receive. But if you're giving and not receiving, and it's become overwhelming, or maybe you're being put down in a negative way, it's time to really focus and realize, is that where you want to be spending your energy? Or would you rather be spending your energy somewhere else? All of these things are up for grabs. All of these ideas, all of these concepts, all of this is for you to decide. You have the power, and it's not a cookie cutter thing either. And I want you to remember that too. Many of you look out there and you say, well, so-and-so's got a family, or so-and-so's doing this, or so-and-so's doing that. I'm supposed to get married, or I'm supposed to have a family by now, or I'm supposed to do this, or I'm supposed to do that. Let go of that. And if you take anything from the show, I hope you take this. This is your life, and no matter about social norms or societal things or what your friends or family is doing or what they want you to do or whatever, it's up to you. You have to determine your destiny. You must determine your direction. It's up to you to be the person that you need to be. It's up to you to live the life that you want to live, not what other people want you to live, not the life that other people want for you, not the direction they want. And it's not for you to think, oh, well, I better do this to fit in. It's about you creating the life you want. You don't have to have children, or you can have as many children as you want. You don't have to have a career, or you can make your career your life. Whatever it is you want to do, it's up to you. But this is the year to begin to continue it and to focus on what you want to do, because if you don't focus on what you want to do, you're not going to do what you want to do. And that's some bad stuff. It's up to you to believe in yourself. It's up to you to create success. And it's up to you to value yourself, your person, your time, your energy, your health, and everything in between. I wish you the most amazing new year. I want this to be so powerful and energetic. And I think it's going to be amazing for you if you just take some of these ideas and use it into this year and realize the power that you have within you and the power that you wield to create the life that you want. It's all up to you. You hold the key to the destiny that you want. And don't think about what other people are doing. Just focus on you. Because in the end, all we will regret is not focusing on what we wanted to do. It's not about fitting in. It's about creating your beacon of light and being who you want to be and standing there and doing your thing and being happy about being who you are. And I care about you. And I love you, and I want this to be an amazing time of year for you, and I know it will. In the meantime, don't forget to live your true life and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in three shakes.